1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesyings. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 14 through 23, if correctly read. We want to anchor on verse 18. I want to preach on this thought today. Turning thanksgiving into thanks living. Father, I pray that you might help us this morning to preach the Word of God. We thank you that you've already been present and you've shown your manifestation already amongst us, and we praise you for that. And I ask, Lord, that that may continue. Father, we are thankful for this wonderful church. We are thankful for our wonderful families. We are thankful, Father, for the opportunity you've given us to serve you. And we are thankful to be saved. God, I pray now that you might help us to preach. I'm thankful for the precious Word of God. Lord, I pray that you would help us to take it in our hand and fill it, fill our mouths with the Word of God. Fill our very heart, soul, and being. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. In 1621, the Pilgrims came to the United States of America and began to found some colonies. And they decided that there would be a day set aside that they might give thanks unto God for all the hardships and the difficulties and the times of discouragement that they were facing. They decided they would pray and seek God's almighty hand upon their lives. And many of them have decided maybe we need to go home. It's too hard. This is more difficult than we thought. But they said, let's just look to God first and ask that He might bless us and help us in this time. And you know what He did? The United States became a great nation because some folks decided that they would give thanksgiving to God for this new land. In 1789, President George Washington said that he believed that America should have a national day of thanksgiving that we set aside to give thanks to our Creator. Praise God for presidents like George Washington. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln himself recognized the National Day for Thanksgiving, and he did it again the next year and the next year. And in 1939, Franklin Delano Roosevelt said that he wanted to put aside a day in November, be the fourth Thursday of the month would be set aside that we might have a day of Thanksgiving. And in 1941, that was passed into a law. But I want to say this morning that Thanksgiving is more than a time of feasting on ham and on turkey and mashed potatoes. Amen. It's more than a time of family gatherings. It's more than a time of a four-day vacation. It's more than a time of finalizing deals at the marketplace. And it's more than a time of football games. I'm reminded of the young man that was very excited who went to see his first Super Bowl and realized that his ticket was on the back row of the stadium. He kept looking for an empty seat to move down a little closer, and he saw one on the second row, and he went down there and he said to the gentleman, he said, is this seat taken? He said, no, sir. He said, wow, you mean this seat is empty? He said, well, it belonged to my wife. He said, we were married for some 40 years, and she has died. And he said, oh, I am so sorry. He said, you could have given it to a relative or someone in your family. He said, no, they're all at the funeral. Thanksgiving's not just a holiday to do all these things. It is a day that is to be put aside to honor and serve God and to give Him thanks and glory for all He has done. And in fact, according to the text that we read in your hearing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Not only should there be one day of thanksgiving, but every day should be a day of thanksgiving in our lives. And that's why the Lord put the thought in my heart about thanks living. Number one, in this one verse, I want you to see a sweeping exhortation. In everything, give thanks. Here we are given a command, a definite instruction, an admonition that you and I are to give thanks. Some won't do it because of pride. But I'll ask you this question this morning, and you be honest. Where would you be without God? What a privilege God's given us to serve Him. What a privilege God's given us just to be saved. I want to say there's a scope here to this thing, in everything give thanks. When, Preacher Darren, am I supposed to give thanks? The scope is in everything. Do you give thanks in everything? I'm going to give you some things to be thankful for this morning. Number one, are you thankful for the Savior? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The angel says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 15, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Thank God for the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God for His promises that He has given us. And praise God for His power. He did not give us a power of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. Praise God this morning that we can be thankful for our Savior. Are you thankful for the Scripture? Are you thankful enough to read its precious word, to glean from its pages, amen, to thumb through its truths, amen, and let them come to a place that they sink deeply into your heart and your soul? Listen what Jeremiah said in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. I'll never forget going to preach in a revival meeting. And when the service was over, a little old tow-headed boy came down where I was sitting. And I reached over and put my arm around him. And he picked up my Bible off my lap and opened its pages. And he began to caress it with his hands and rub on its golden leaf edges. And he looked up at me and I said, son, do you have a Bible? And he said, no, preacher, I don't have a Bible. But I've always wanted to have a Bible. Whew. God said, why don't you love my word like that? Why aren't you thankful and handle my word like that? Well, just in a little bit, that little boy, he reached me my Bible back into my lap and he said, here you go, preacher. And he dove out of that seat where he sat with me on the front row and he laid it in the altar. I went right behind him and I said, son, are you saved? He said, not only, preacher, do I not have a Bible, but I don't have a Savior. I've never been saved. But I said, praise God this morning, son. You can have one, amen. And he called on the name of Jesus Christ and he got gloriously born again. Hey, we made sure that we got that boy a Bible. His daddy didn't want him to have it. His mama didn't want him to have it. But his heavenly Father said, you give him my word. He'll need it in his life. Amen. Are you thankful for the Scriptures, the good word of God? Let me ask you this morning. I ought to get an amen here at least. Are you thankful for salvation? Luke 10:20, Jesus said, speaking about those 70 that were sent out, you know that Jesus gave them power over the demons and cast the devils out and to heal those that were sick. He said in Luke 10:20, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names
are written in heaven. Oh, thank God this morning. I'm thankful because my name has been recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. It may never be on some big marquee. It may never be contained over there in some big place called Hollywood. And it may not ever be over some NBA basketball court or in some football stadium. But in the highest courts of glory, there is a book there wherein contains my name, saved by the blood of the Lamb. Thank God this morning for salvation through Jesus Christ. My sins have been forgiven. Amen. He's healed all our diseases. Praise God. The sins of death no longer hangs on my head. Are you thankful this morning for a sovereign Father? Jesus said in John 20 verse 17, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. Are you thankful this morning for a Spirit? I'm talking about the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 29, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Are you thankful for your spouse? Proverbs 18, 22 says, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Are you thankful for your siblings? Are you thankful for your children? Psalm 127, 3, children are an heritage of the Lord. Are you thankful for His supply? What about the way He feeds you every day? What about His provision? Listen to what He said in 1 Timothy 4, 3. This food is to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Hey, God supplies not only your food, but He supplies your raiment. He supplies your health. He supplies your air. He supplies every heartbeat. Are you thankful for the supply, for the unending provision that only Jesus Christ can give to you? Are you thankful this morning that God's allowed you to be a servant? You're a servant in the Lord's army. Listen to this verse of Scripture, 1 Timothy 1, 12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for He hath counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Are you thankful that God allowed you to serve Him? Amen. I'll never forget. God gave me this illustration. I said, Lord, I want to be a servant. I want to be faithful. But hey, the Lord says, son, if I give you a carton of eggs, I expect you to carry that carton of eggs and get it from point A to point B. And if I decide along the way that I'm going to egg a few people, we do that. And I'm going to drop kick one or two to see what happens. And when I get to point B and the carton is empty, and I say, oh, Lord, I've made a mess. Would you forgive me? He's got mercy and grace enough to forgive me. When I say, Lord, I want to work for you. I want you to let me carry something for you. He's probably not going to give me the eggs. Maybe a loaf of bread or something. Probably not a gallon of milk because I'm too weak to carry it at that point in time. But I want to say to you, amen, hey, you get in, you get saved, God will give you a function. God will give you a job to do. And if you'll be faithful in little, God will allow you to be ruler over many things. Learn to be faithful in all aspects of your life. Faithful to the house of God. Faithful to Bible reading. Faithful to prayer. Faithful to serve Him in every aspect of your life. What about, are you thankful for the support of friends? I want you to read this one. The book of Philippians, you're close. Just turn back to the left a little. Philippians chapter 1 and in verse number 3. Paul is in a jail. He is locked away. And the church back at Philippi, which Paul founded in Jesus Christ, heard that Paul was in jail and sent gifts to be a blessing to him and sent their pastor by the name of Epaphroditus to encourage Apostle Paul. And the whole letter of Philippians is a thanksgiving letter. He's writing thanks back to the church for how they gave. Look what he says about their friendship in Philippians chapter 1, verse 3. He says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all for you all, making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Are you thankful for your friends? Are you thankful that when you have a need, you can call on them and they'll pray for you? Are you thankful when you come to an old-fashioned altar and you have a need in your life, you come to pray, there may be somebody come gather around you to pray? I'm glad this morning to have the support of some friends in this life that pray for me and encourage me. Are you thankful? Are you thankful in suffering? Go left again to 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. Paul had a, the Bible said, be thankful in all things. Always shout men to go about the Savior and about the Spirit and about a sovereign Father and about salvation. But when I said suffering, it got quiet. He said, be thankful in all things. Apostle Paul had a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan that was sent to buffet him. 3 times he prayed. He said, oh God, would you take it away? Maybe the church at Corinth knew about this and prayed for him about it. Maybe he had some friends and some loved ones that prayed for him about it. I believe Paul was one of the most greatest men of faith in all the Word of God. And when he prayed, this prayer was not answered with a yes. God, would you take it away? And God said, I'm not going to take it away. He said in verse 9, he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Listen, Paul, now as he gets thankful for suffering. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in mine infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Hey, praise God. Here's a man who got thankful for shipwrecks, thankful for suffering, thankful for scourgings, thankful for beatings. Hey, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for it all. The trouble you're having this morning, can you truly hit the altar and say, God, I want to thank you for that? Because I'm going to tell you something. In that, God will have praise in the suffering that you go through. So number one this morning, we see a sweeping exhortation. Number two, I see a supporting explanation. He says, for this is the will of God concerning you. What do you mean, Preacher Darren? The will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What do you mean, preacher? I mean the Lord's will for our life is good. It's acceptable. It's perfect. Ephesians says we're to give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're to be giving thanks continually. It's not enough that I just go and say, thank you, Lord, one time. It's not enough that I just go and say, thank you, Lord, on Thanksgiving Day. I mean, we ought to thank Him each and every day, time and time and time again. We ought to be a thankful people. You should never feel good about grace till you first felt bad about sin. We ought to be thankful that God has rescued us from our state of sin and from our distress. Preacher Darren, what do you mean? If you'll be thankful in trials and tribulations, you'll learn this, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good unto them that love God and are the called according to His purpose. All things work together for good. Preacher Darren, my pink slip when I got laid off, it's for your good. Preacher Darren, my diagnosis that was given to me, it's for your good. Let me tell you something this morning, amen. There's a lot of things I don't know, but there's one thing I do know. I know that we can rejoice and trust Him in all things. Hey, He's worthy to be praised this morning. He gives us a supporting explanation. He says, you can give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Preacher Darren, what's God's will for my life? I got an idea. Oh, am I going to be an astronaut? What am I supposed to be? Hey, I tell you what you're going to be. You're to give thanks. That's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hey, thirdly, and I'll be done. I want you to see this searching examination. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's each believer in Christ. Listen now what happened in the old time before the flood. Romans 1:21. Listen how they were. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. Before the flood, they were unthankful. In past times, they were unthankful. You know what it says? You know what the Bible says about these last days? Perilous times shall come. And the Bible says that men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. You remember Luke chapter 17, verse 11 through 19? There were 10 lepers. They were all lepers. Jesus healed them all. Sent them to see the priest that he might pronounce them clean. 9 went away. One of them turned back and fell at Jesus' feet, and he was a Samaritan. You know what that means? He was half Jew and a half Gentile. First of all, he realized he didn't have a priest to go to. Whew. He was not welcome at the Jewish synagogues or at the temple. He wasn't allowed to go there. He was going to go see the priest and said, I don't have a priest. Glory to God. I don't have one to go see. So he came back to Jesus and he gave thanks to Jesus, said, Lord, I just want to thank you for cleansing me. I want to give glory to God. Bless your holy name. Jesus looked at the congregation and said, wasn't there 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? You look at the society in which we live, we have become a very unthankful, ungrateful bunch. We believe we're entitled. That's one thing I think God's against is our entitlement. We think we're entitled to certain things. Let me tell you something, amen. We need to learn to be thankful for what God is doing. And I want to give you these three things. Why are men unthankful? Number one, because they don't believe God's the giver. The Bible says, do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father. That's the book of James chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. You know what else they don't believe? They don't believe God's working all things together for good. Do you believe that today? Now, he did not say all things were good. I like biscuits. What do you ladies, tell me, what ingredients do y'all put in biscuits? Tell me. Flour. What else? Lard, what else? Milk, buttermilk. Somebody said buttermilk. Oh, Lord, buttermilk. I hate that stuff. Some of y'all like it, but I hate to tell y'all, to me it looks like it's clabbered milk. I don't like flour by itself. I imagine some of y'all inviting me home with you and say, Preacher Darren, we'll give you a plate of flour. Here's a bunch of lard, Preacher Darren. Eat that lard. Oh, that'd be awful. And then we give you some buttermilk to wash it down with. Oh, Lord. It wouldn't be very good. I don't like that. But you put them ingredients together. You stir them up a little bit, amen. You put them into the fire called an oven. And just in about how long? 20 minutes, 10 minutes? I don't cook no biscuits. You pop them out of the oven. Lord God, I'll eat there all day long. Dip it in honey, amen. Chocolate, gravy. Glory to God, I'll say, you know what I'll tell you? All things work together for good to them that love God and are the called according to His purpose. Amen. The reason our people nowadays are unthankful is they don't believe, first of all, God's the giver of all. They don't believe God's working it all together, and they don't believe they're debtors to God. 1 Corinthians 4:7 says, For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, what dost thou glory? Or why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? Don't you understand that everything you have, God gave it to you? Yes, sir. Preacher, I want to tell you something. I disagree with you there because I've worked pretty hard. Who gave you the job? Who gave you the health to get down there? Who gave you the car to drive and the gasoline to even get there? When you first checked in this world, you was naked. You got a fever like the dead. What could you do about it? Huh? You that a self-made man. God sent you a mom and a daddy to care about you and to love you and to teach you about Jesus and to clothe your naked body. Amen. They brought you to the house of God. You learned about Jesus. You repented of your sins. God gave you a job. God gave you clean air. God gave you life. God gave you health. God gave you strength. God gave you that car. God gave you that family. God has blessed you. God's give you friends. You don't deserve nothing, and God's give you everything. Don't you run around here like you're a bunch of ingrates. There'd be no reason for a preacher this morning if God hadn't allowed us to meet together as a congregation. On a Thanksgiving Day editorial in the newspaper, it tells about a school teacher who asked her first graders to draw a picture of something they were thankful for. And most of these children came from fine houses, and they drew cars and dogs and their mom and their dad and their houses and all these things. And some of them drew pictures of tables with turkeys on it and tables filled with food. But one teacher was shocked when all she saw was, it looked like a hand. And she thought maybe, you know, that he was trying to trace a hand so that he could draw a turkey, and ran out of time. She tried to look over it. Finally, they put them up all on the wall, and they were all talking about what they were thankful for. And the teacher was kind of ashamed of his and tried to leave it out, but he said, won't you put mine up? And she said, okay, honey, and what are you thankful for? She said, that looks like a hand. He said, it is one. Said, it must be the hand of God that brings us that food. It must be the hand of God that's blessed my little family the way he has. And he looked at the teacher and he said, kind of reminds me, teacher, of your hand. For every day I hold your hand when we go to lunch. And every day I hold your hand when I get sick and I need to call my mama. Teacher, your hand has been God's hand in my life. Woo! Glory to God. That tells me that there's times you that are nurses, you that are teachers, you that are mamas, you that are daddies, when you reach down and you put your hand on their little life and you bless them and help them as they stagger and they try to teach them how to walk. And hey, that's the hand of God reaching down to be a blessing to them. Hey, I'm thankful for the hand of God that's been good unto us. Amen.